Yeah, I've got one of those older Radiodity digital radios, GD77, from I think it's about 9 years old or 7 or 10 years old at this point. And so I've definitely seen the manuals and seen like how a lot of it can be confusing. A lot of it is like, well, this is a slider, you know, the model I have or a different model. And then of course, like you said, some of the grammar, you can tell like I lost the translation, and it makes for some pretty funny translations here in English. So that's why I'm not dealing with these Radiodity radios, but like you said, once you get through it all, you definitely learn a lot. I've actually gotten into OpenG77 a bit on that one and flashed it on there, and thought that was pretty cool to be able to use, you know, the third-party software, especially when the manufacturer software is like 5 years outdated at this point, I think. Last time I had an update was 5 years ago from them. So this one, they're still, you know, doing some third-party open source updates, even as recently as a few months ago. So it's a pretty cool thing to mess around with.